Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Amateur Tarot On-Demand Digital Radio Show, the only digital on-demand radio show where we two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions for entertainment purposes only.
It's very difficult to do this show when you can't delete things. Like, this show does not have a delete key.
No, not at all.
Things get added, but nothing gets taken away.
Yep.
It's very much like something.
Life?
No, well, sure. I was going with, like, I don't even know a good example. What's a good example of what I'm trying to say, Brian?
When you do the crossword puzzle in pen.
And then you have to, like, scratch it out, or Sudoku in pen.
Yep.
I was thinking about, like, a piece of software or something that's just, like, version 7 is just garbage because they've built it on top of the past 6 versions but can't get rid of anything. But I can't think of a good example of that.
Windows?
Yes.
There we go.
Amateur Tarot Pod, the Windows of podcasts. We're a PC. Remember those commercials?
Yeah. Out of us, who do you think would be the Mac and who do you think would be the PC?
I don't know. I feel like we'd both be Mac.
Yeah? You think both of us would be Justin Long and neither of us would be John Hodgman?
I do like John Hodgman.
I do too.
Yeah, but Windows, in those commercials, he was like, I'm Windows. Mwah.
That's kind of how John Hodgman is.
Yeah. That was my impression.
It was a good impression. It sounded a little bit like the angel from the Two of Cups.
He is similar in many ways. In the movie version of the tarot, John Hodgman did play the angel from the Two of Cups.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, now that we've gotten into this disastrous place that we've landed, let's get out, and hopefully it doesn't end up in the outline, which you can never delete things from.
All right. Well, that gentleman who is looking back longingly at the past, trying to bring back or get rid of things that we've done.
The simple minimalism of the show.
Yeah. That was Ben.
That other guy is not Justin Long. It's Brian.
Yep. Fooled you guys.
Gotcha. Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I haven't either. I mean, it's not like I saw him on a day-to-day basis before.
No, but I feel like he was in stuff. He had that commercial. He was in that one movie.
He was in a couple of movies.
Yeah, Dodgeball he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Really, in 2007, Justin Long was big.
It was his year.
Yeah. What happened to him?
Well, it's 2018 now.
Justin Long, if you're out there, send us a tarot question. Let us know what you're up to.
Yeah, or just give us a review on iTunes.
Yeah. All right, so on this show, other than talk about Justin Long, there are other things that we do. One of them is give advice for entertainment purposes only. We read the tarot to do that, and there are a lot of different ways to read the tarot, but we keep it simple. We have just 3 cards, and in the order we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and future 100%.
100% money back, spiritual goal, guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only.
Outcome.
Nailed it.
I feel like we were supposed to say that at the same time, but then you started talking, so naturally, I stopped.
Yeah, because you're polite.
Yeah. When someone else is talking, I let them talk.
Yeah, and when someone else is talking, sometimes I let them talk, and sometimes I just talk over them.
As exemplified here.
That makes good podcasting.
Yeah. That makes you, like, a high-powered, you know, you're on your way to, like, the C-suite.
Oh, that's good.
You're a high-powered executive because you talk over people, whereas I just let somebody say their thing.
Yeah, you just let things happen, and I make things happen.
Exactly.
If you didn't hear it, I also punched my hand when I said that.
I heard some ad on a podcast on my way over here that was like, wow.
Oof.
Are you okay? Yeah.
You sure?
I just had something in my throat.
Okay.
Like phlegm.
Well, that indicates to me that maybe you're not feeling okay.
You're really just trying to, like, make me feel bad so you can turn it into a bit on this episode.
What?
Anyway, I heard this. No, it's not even worth mentioning anymore.
You heard a podcast on the way over.
Ugh, it's like not even worth getting into because we're so far afield from where we started, where this was going to make sense. It was basically a podcast ad, and they were like, are you making it happen or are you making do? And I was like, oh, that's clever. So you're making it happen. I'm just making do.
Yeah. I'm making it happen. You listen to different podcasts than I do because my podcast asks questions like, are you happy with the quality of your mail order bed? Try Casper instead.
There should be some sort of study based on, like, what podcast you listen to and success. That's an academic study we'll undertake later.
Yeah, the Amateur Academic Studies podcast.
Yes. All right, after all that, there's the card of the week.
Yeah, we do a card of the week, and that's for everybody.
Yep.
And it tells you how to live your life, so don't mess up.
Yeah, for entertainment purposes only.
Should we get into it?
No, because we haven't also mentioned that after that, there's an outro. The outro, it's quite long. Like your Twitter feed, it is conceivably never ending.
Yeah, it goes on
forever.
There
is a finite end, but you can't reach it.
But you can keep trying, and trying is what matters.
Okay.
Trying is the difference between making it happen or making do.
I'm glad that we've now co-opted whoever's advertising line that was.
Oh, we'll forget by next week.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
Because I didn't put it in the outline.
No. All right, let's go to the Queerance Corner.
Let's go to Queerance Corner.
Here we are.
Here we are. And this week we are using, ooh boy, how exciting.
Dun, 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 dun. That was
yes,
bad.
Keep going. Keep going with your music. Dun, 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 dun. That's right. That music can only mean one thing. The Star Wars tarot.
They knew.
Well, Ben, why don't you describe this deck?
All right. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, dear.
Have you looked at this yet?
No! Oh, my God. What is this? If you thought it would be the Star Wars deck, you were wrong. It's not that. It is as if Brian had a 5-year-old son who loved Star Wars and knew of Brian's love for tarot and was like, Daddy, I'm going to make you a Star Wars tarot deck. And then Brian printed it out, is what is happening here.
Seems legit.
Oh, goodness. Well, I would give it 1 star, except for Brian's 5-year-old son made it, so 2 stars.
2 stars. That is 100% more stars than I thought it was going to get. Or I guess 50% more stars than I thought it was going to get.
No, 100%.
100%. Right. Yeah.
But if you thought it was going to get 2 stars and I gave it 1, it would have gotten 50% less
stars.
There
we go. Yeah.
It's very percentages.
Good thing you're good at math.
Are wild. All right. Well, who's the question from? What's the question? Etc.
This week, our question comes from Tiffany in Las Vegas. And Tiffany says, how do you know when to ask someone to marry you? This seems like it's right up our alley.
This because seems we've like, both done it before?
Oh, yeah.
We have personal experience?
Yeah, that's true. I feel like that was kind of a burn on me, since you are married and I'm not married.
This is only about asking, not making it last.
Oh, okay. Good.
And you asked, and you asked so successfully that she said yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I don't even think I asked very well.
No?
If I've asked you to marry me before, write in and let us know how well I asked you to marry me.
Leave a rating. 5 stars, preferably.
Yeah, leave it publicly in the iTunes. In the iTunes review of how well I asked you to marry me.
Apparently not well, since you can't seem to remember it.
Well, I do remember it. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay.
Not that it's embarrassing, but it's not like... It's not one of those things where I hired a bunch of people to dance and like then she tearfully said yes on a YouTube video that got 2 million views or something like that.
I didn't either. So what Brian's trying to say, Tiffany, is you're too worried. It's immaterial. It doesn't matter how you ask. Just ask. That's what Brian's saying.
Well, she's saying how to know when to ask.
Oh, not how to ask?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Brian, how did you know when to ask?
I feel like we just both wanted to get married, so I asked.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Good advice.
How about you? How did you know?
I just knew.
You just knew.
Yeah.
Wise. Sage.
I just knew.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I didn't ask a bunch of people, like, for advice. You know, I didn't ask to go to stupid idiots on a dumbass podcast. I also didn't call my mom either. Because then somebody's going to try to talk you out of it.
Yeah, don't let anybody talk you out of it.
Yeah, I feel like...
Unless you shouldn't be getting married to that person. You know what? Let's consult the cards. I feel like this is getting messy.
Is it?
I think so.
I was just going to say, the fact that you're asking us probably means that you should ask, right?
Well, another side of it could be the fact that you're asking people probably means that you're not ready yet.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy cow. This isn't going as well as I thought it was going to go.
Well, that's why we don't give the advice. The cards give the advice.
Good thing, though, we waste 4 minutes of people's time giving advice that we then say, well, don't listen to us.
Yeah, listen to the cards.
All right. Now to Brian's 5-year-old son's Star Wars deck.
All right.
Flip.
Oh, this is literally my favorite card in this deck.
Well, that's probably because it has Han Solo and Chewbacca on it. It's the Ace of Pentacles.
The Ace of Pentacles.
No pentacles on this card.
Nope.
just Han Solo and Chewbacca with little smiles at some sort of large gray cylinder.
Yeah, I think it's a table in the cantina.
Oh, okay.
Have you actually ever seen Star Wars, Ben?
I've seen them all, except for Phantom Menace and the one that comes after 7.
All right.
All the originals I've seen, and I saw the clone one and the one with Anakin after that.
Yeah, I don't count those as real Star Wars movies anyway. Okay,
well, those are the Star... And then I saw the one where they kill Han Solo.
Whoa, spoilers.
Whatever, it's been like 2 years. If they cared, they would have seen it. So those are the 6 Star Wars that I've seen.
All right.
So I know some things about the Star Wars universe.
Good. Good. My experience with this deck is that most of these cards deal with the prequels.
Okay, I've seen those.
And not with real Star Wars.
I've seen those.
So... what does the Ace of Pentacles mean in the past position?
Well, it is about material things, the start of something new in the real world.
Yeah, an opportunity is presenting itself.
Not necessarily love.
No, that would be cups.
Right, a financial opportunity. Tiffany wants to ask a rich man to marry her.
Hmm. Interesting. That's probably a good choice.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that was me talking, not the cards, but... I always feel like if you can get somebody else to make that sweet, sweet money, then you can keep podcasting. And that's what life's all about.
So off the rails. All right. I'm going to say that maybe that's it. But also maybe we need further context because this card is speaking to, in the past, some sort of new financial or material opportunity presented itself and you took it. Maybe it was a new job that led you to meet the person that you're going to ask to marry you, or... maybe you won the lottery and the government person who gave you the big...
the big cardboard check.
Maybe you fell in love with him.
And maybe you just have gotten your life in order to where you're comfortable now.
A lot of options.
And so, like, you're able to be comfortable. You have provided everything for yourself. And now your life is in a place where you're... ready to welcome someone else into it.
That was probably the best interpretation of the options that we've offered.
I do like the lottery one.
Publisher's clearinghouse check option. All right, the present.
Flip. All right, flip.
We've got the hermit. It's Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, hi. It's just Yoda. Hi.
Great. And the hermit says that right now you're... spending a lot of time alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking inwards. You're taking care of number one. You're contemplating things.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're asking us to do that hard work for you.
Which we are about to do with the future card.
Flip. The Ten of Wands, which shows Luke carrying Yoda in his backpack, but they're both a little bummed out.
They are.
Not a lot, but like just a little bummed out. Like, thought this would go better.
Yeah, and the Ten of Wands is about carrying a burden, carrying something that is unwieldy. That makes it tough for us right now.
Yeah. I wanted it to be the Four of Wands.
Yeah, that would have been perfect.
That would have been great. What's the Ten of Wands, though?
So the Ten of Wands says that you're almost there. The Ten of Wands says that... you're getting close to the end of where this thing is going to be a burden. And mm-hmm. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe right now you maybe want to ask this person to marry you, but you're not quite ready yet. There's still some stuff that you need to get in order. There's still some stuff that you need to think over while you're still solo, so to speak. And so by continuing to think that stuff over and by continuing to carry that weight on your own, you're able to process it correctly so that on the other side of the Ten of Wands, you are finally able to ask.
Cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And I was shown to be wrong because all three cards that we drew were from the original trilogy, which is really nice. And so despite the primitive nature of the artwork, I like all three of these cards.
Good, Brian. I'm glad that you could like the cards while our querent is struggling with a relationship question. And you're just here like, I love Bummed Out Yoda.
I also like High Yoda. But I don't think that this is bad news. No. I think that it's just saying now is probably not the exact right time. Deal with the things that you're struggling with personally, and then ask this other person to join you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I have anything else to say.
All right. Well, we did it.
Thanks, Tiffany.
We solved marriage. And that's because we've both been married for varying amounts of time.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm still married.
Yeah, hopefully you're still married by the time this airs in a week.
I mean, I haven't looked at my text messages in a minute because we've been recording the show, but...
Well, just to keep all of you from being afraid, if Ben ends up not being married by the time this airs, we'll just not have an episode this day. So if you're listening to this, Ben is still married.
Okay.
If you're listening to this on the day that it airs, Ben is still married.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it in...
like 10 years in the future?
Yeah, who knows? You'll have to write into the show or just listen to the show. And if he sounds more like me, like all grizzled and sad, then probably his life turned out more like mine did. Sorry, Ben.
Well, moving on.
Moving on. Well, we want to say thank you to Tiffany from Las Vegas. Thanks for writing in.
Thank you.
And we hope that helped. Now we're going to go to the card of the week.
And we're using the Robin Wood deck, which I can't believe we haven't rated.
Oh, Robin Wood.
Used in the era of ratings.
Robin Wood is an old friend of the show.
Yes, friend of the show, Robin Wood. We love Robin for her moxie.
For her moxie, for... she's a good artist.
I also feel like maybe you... Did you spill water on these cards?
My cats spilled water on these cards.
Well,
and somebody. I dried them out. We used them the... like 2 days after that. Was the last time we used these cards.
Now, here's the thing about Robin. Because it's not only us that loves Robin.
It's Robin that loves
Robin. Robin loves Robin. Because Robin is in basically every single card in this deck. Here's Robin... playing the harp on the chariot. Here's Robin, totally naked, full frontal action, in a pot, a cauldron of fire on judgment.
She's a phoenix.
Yes.
Moltres.
Here's Robin, the fool. Here's Munchkin Robin, holding a scepter, a magic wand scepter, like Sauron, Saruman's wand on the page of wands. Here's Robin petting a lion. So Robin's been busy drawing herself into cards. And, oh, the deck itself is, it's sort of like a colored pencil type thing we got going on here.
Speaking of marriage, for a short time, wasn't I married to Robin Wood?
Were you?
Didn't I? I think I proposed to her on the show. Or you proposed to her for me on the show.
Well, did she accept?
I haven't heard from her.
In this deck, you're, like, really gonna get to know Robin.
You like, do get to know Robin really well.
Like, really well.
Yeah.
There's Robin as a baby in the sun. Anyway, this deck itself is, like, fine, whatever, but for lore reasons, 4 stars.
Excellent.
For lore and our long-storied relationship with Robin Wood, 4 stars.
4 stars.
Well, what version of Robin are we going to get today?
Who knows, because this deck is hard to shuffle.
Yeah.
Because my cat spilled water on it.
Yeah. How dare they disrespect Robin like that?
Yeah. Well, they were jealous.
Oh, I see. All right. Here we go. The card of the week flip is the 9 of coins. Oh, am I supposed to describe it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, actually, after all that, it's not Robin.
Oh, that's not Robin. I've never seen that card before.
Well, it's not Robin. It must be her daughter. Or daughter-in-law, or sister. It's a mature woman in a garden. She's like touching roses. She's got a falcon on her arm, and there's a very ornate gold gate behind her.
And this card, it means solitary wealth and luxury. It's weird because it says solitary wealth and luxury, and then it goes into keywords. Accomplishment, discretion, safety, security, femininity, material comfort, love of nature, solitary achievements, and working alone.
Okay.
All right. And so this is a card about making your grip, getting that money.
Making your grip?
Yeah, like that grip of cash.
I've never heard of that in my life.
I might have made it up.
I like it. We'll use it.
Like, I might have made it up by accident using different things that I've heard in my life.
Okay. Well, gotta get that grip, yo. Get that grip.
So that's a real thing. Okay. Get that grip.
Okay, what did you say?
I said making that grip.
Oh, okay, make that grip. Make that grip, everybody. That's your advice this week. Make that grip.
Yeah, go chasing after the money.
Yeah, alone.
Yeah, this is stuff that you're going to do on your own.
You can bring your falcon friend, but no humans.
Right. And falconry is kind of a solitary activity as well, because mm-hmm. you don't want a bunch of falcons flying around and attacking each other in the sky.
I was at, how do I explain this? I was in Canada on the top of a mountain, but there was like...
This is a grand adventure.
It was like a touristy mountain where they had like people climbing big poles with axes and things like that.
Okay.
And they had a small enclosure with a bear in it. And then there were some falcons and one of the falcons got away and flew into one of the trees in the bear enclosure and they couldn't get him out.
Oh, wow.
His name was Gali, short for Goliath. And, like, all of the...
That's a cute name for a falcon.
Yeah, all of the people were like, Gali, come back! Gali! And they were, like, ringing bells and waving their falcon gloves, and Gali was like, no, I'm good in this tree above the bear. And then we left. So I don't know whatever happened to Gali, but...
Well, I'm sure it turned out to be a happy ending for that story.
Yeah.
I've never heard of a bear eating a falcon. No. Or a falcon eating a bear.
That would be awesome, though.
My friends, they used to go to, speaking of bears, my friends used to go to this summer camp, and part of the lore of the summer camp was this story about a woman that defeated a bear or something, and the punchline of it, or like the motto of the camp, is a woman can't defeat a bear, but she did.
What?
Yeah. I might have mangled it a little bit, but that is the spirit of the whole thing. It's pretty awesome.
Well, a woman can't defeat a bear, but she did, and we can't defeat this outro, but we will.
We will.
Here we go.
All right. First, thanks to Tiffany from Las Vegas. Thanks for your question. We hope it helped.
Thanks to everybody listening at home.
Let's
or
have
anywhere
a,
else.
A moment of silence for those who have stopped listening, our lost lols.
All right. You can find us in a lot of places. One, at Brian's house where we record.
Yep. On Sunday mornings. I'll even give you that much information.
You can also then find us, if that's inconvenient, at amateurtarot.com. That's our website. A lot of good stuff there. Pictures of the spreads, some textual augmentations.
You can email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
You can call us at 314-325-6047.
If you call us within the next 10 minutes, I will give you a pair of my prescription glasses.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
Within the next 10 minutes of us recording.
Yeah. So, at Tarot Amateur is our Twitter handle. That's a place where Brian posts some stuff. I don't know. I don't follow it.
At Making All This Up is Ben's Twitter handle. That's where he doesn't post anything.
I don't post anything, even if you follow me. Brian posts at Zen Iron Man. Again, I don't know what goes on there because I don't follow Brian.
It's mainly funny stuff, some political stuff. Ben has a website, though, at imakingallthisup.com.
That, I know what I post there, which is a weekly blog about creativity and making it happen, not just making do.
And now's the time of the show when we help you build a memory palace.
Yep. Wait, before I build a memory palace, do I need to, like, give credit to whoever came up with that line so I'm not just like stealing it and trying to claim it as my own? I didn't come up with a making do line. It was some ad on a podcast that I heard. I don't know what ad.
Yeah, that's fine. Listen, we don't need to give credit. That's what people who are making do.
Oh, I get it. I'm learning.
It was Picasso who said, good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Okay. Thanks, Picasso.
Thanks, Picasso.
Wait, don't give him credit. We came up with that.
Yeah, it was you
who said,
good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Yeah, that was me. And here's the Mind Palace. Let's go to it. Inside of it, it's resplendent. It's full of emails that you haven't read yet. It's Monday morning. You're at work. You're just trying to get through the day. But then you think, aha, I should rate and review Amateur Tarot Podcast on iTunes.
That will be a bright spot, a bright shining spot in my week.
And it will make our weeks brighter and shinier. So go to there, give us 5 stars, write a good review, and then we might read it.
Write a good review like LisaLynn82 did.
Mm-hmm.
LisaLynn82 says, two amateur tarot card readers with soothing voices who are actually becoming pretty solid tarot card readers give legit advice. I've been convinced I should buy a house, and I didn't have to pay a charlatan $50 to find that out, nor leave my own apartment. Ask questions, get your answers.
I remember that episode.
I do too. It was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. But it's never too late to leave a review.
Right. Thank you, LisaLynn82. That was awesome.
All right. What else is on here?
We did the Mind Palace.
We did the review of the week. The Facebook group.
The Facebook group. Why don't you go off on the Facebook group?
Oh, you want me to go off on it? All right. Well, Facebook is just a dying platform. It's like a cesspool, and I don't know why you would use it. I am only still on Facebook because that's the way my improv classes communicate, so I have to be on it. But I've installed this piece of software, a Google Chrome extension called Newsfeed Eradicator. And what that does is when I log onto Facebook, it eradicates my newsfeed.
Wow.
So I don't have a newsfeed. I don't know what you're posting about. I don't see your memes and your lols.
So to bring that back around to the Facebook group.
Oh, yeah. You get all these bullshit notifications, and then you have to like clear them, and most of the time you don't want to read them, and you're like, ugh, what's Brian posting about now?
Okay. That's one way to look at it.
You said go off on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were going to, like, help me get that grip.
Oh, make that grip.
Make that grip.
Brian's got a Facebook group. It's our Facebook group. It's not just Brian, but he runs it because I don't get on Facebook. It's a place where Brian starts great conversations about tarot, and you can ask questions there, too.
Yeah, it's a fun place to interact with us, and we talk about the show, and sometimes there's pictures and different stuff that just casual listeners don't know about.
Yep. And now, on the outline, as it says every week, it says, thank you, too. And this week, I want to thank whoever came up with that making do line. Because that was pretty good and we used it a couple times.
Yeah.
Picasso.
Picasso, thanks.
Thanks.
And that's going to do it for us this week. So,
we'll be back.
Bye.
And the outro to the show is, it's very long.
It is. It's like a...
Brian is now typing new things into this outline.